This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. British authorities could try again to extend the time they can hold terrorism suspects without any charge. Britain's security minister says the government could be making that effort. He contends the country faces a threat from more than 200 militant cells. The detention issue is the most divisive part of new security legislation designed to deal with that growing terrorist threat. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The issue of detention of terrorist suspects was one of the most contentious of Tony Blair's premiership. Blair suffered defeat in the House of Commons over his plans to extend the detention period to 90 days, succeeding only in extending it from 14 to 28 days. Now the issue has been raised again, and Britain's new security minister, Lord West, told the BBC he backed another change to the law.
I think now, looking at the complexity of this, there will be occasions when we will need more than 28 days. How we exactly do that is something that I hope we can come to some sort of consensus with, because I believe it is so important for this nation. As I say, there is actually a civil liberty for our own people to live and to continue living.
And that civil liberty, said West, the right to live in safety without being blown up by terrorists, is often overlooked. West admitted there had not yet been a case where more than 28 days were needed before charging a suspect. But he said in the alleged plot last summer to blow up transatlantic airliners, a case that has still not come to trial, the gathering of evidence went, as he put it, right down to the 28-day wire. The government has already appointed an independent reviewer of terrorism laws, a senior lawyer, Lord Carlisle, who also said some change may be needed.
My view is that people should never be detained for a day longer than is necessary in the interests of justice, nor should people be detained for a day shorter than is necessary in the interests of justice. I think we should introduce judges, perhaps more senior judges than hitherto, more strongly into monitoring detention after arrest, and should have a rights-based system of scrutiny throughout people's detention.
Many members of Parliament have opposed plans even for an extension, never mind indefinite detention. Britain had a policy of indefinite detention during the Troubles in Northern Ireland, which was widely criticised for actually generating more opposition to the British government within the province. Labour Party Member of Parliament David Winnick warns another change in policy could do the same today within Britain's Muslim community.
If we're going to win hearts and minds, and everyone agrees that is absolutely essential in the Muslim community, can you imagine a situation where someone is arrested, held for a long period of time, it could be 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, then released without any charge being made? Can you imagine the reaction, not only from that person and his family, but from the Muslim community as a whole? My view is that what is being proposed is totally counterproductive.
The recent attempted car bombings in London and Glasgow mean that a subject that looked settled by Tony Blair's defeat on it last year has now become a major issue for new Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.